Have you ever been eagerly reading a book, invested in its characters, enthralled by its plot, wowed by its themes, and eagerly turning the page in anticipation to see how it will all turn out, only to be disappointed by an overcooked climax? The ending is easily the most important part of your story. Not only is it the moment that your whole novel has been building toward, but it's also the last impression you're leaving with your reader. If your climax is disappointing, even if the rest of your story is great, your reader's probably not going to walk away with the greatest impression of your novel, which is why it's so important to wow the reader with your ending. That's what the premise of this course is all about. If the most important part of your story is its climax and ending, then the whole rest of your book should be in service of that climax and ending. Often, when we talk about outlining a story, we talk about outlining it linearly from beginning to end. However, in this course, I'd like to flip that concept. What if instead of outlining linearly, we began by outlining the ending and then reverse engineered the rest of the story from there? That's what I, with the help of the rest of the Kingdom Pen team, want to teach you to do in this course. How to reverse outline your novel in a way that strengthens the entire story and in a way that works for outliners and non-outliners alike. Sometimes, I've seen writers get bogged down in doing so much outlining and plotting that they never get around to writing the actual story. I want to avoid doing that here. So what this course is going to do is give you a fast but effective technique to build a solid basic outline for your story. Depending on what type of writer you are, this may be the basis for a longer outline, or this may be all you need to write out your story. Before I explain how to do this, there's one objection that needs to be addressed. What if you're a pantser? For those of you who are unfamiliar with the term, novelists are traditionally separated into two groups: plotters, who like to outline a book before writing it, and pantsers, who want to sit down and write by the seat of their pants without an outline. Those of you who fall into the latter camp may be wondering if a course on outlining is really for you. Here's the thing. This course is going to teach you how to use the ending of your book to construct all the other parts of your book. But this doesn't mean that the ending needs to be the first thing you discover about your book. As a writer, I always have an idea for a story premise first, and what I think the beginning of the story will look like before I know its ending. What this principle does mean, though, is that you won't know what your story is about until you know your ending. After that ending, you'll probably need to dramatically revise your beginning and middle. All of this can happen at any point during the writing process. For plotters like myself, this will happen during the outlining process so that I'll know the whole story before sitting down to write. For pantsers, this will likely happen after the first draft and will guide you through revisions. When you reverse outline, and when you choose to let the ending shape the rest of your story, will largely depend on what kind of writer you are. But the key is that your ending should shape your story, and more than that, needs to shape your story so that your compelling drama doesn't unravel at its conclusion. But first, I need to defend my premise. In this first lesson, I've been assuming that the ending is the most important part of your book. But is that really the case? Let's move on to the next lesson, where I'll explain why the ending is the most important part of your story.